It was like a lamed fish. You know what I mean? It was laying just dead in your mouth. It didn't do anything. There was no wiggle. You know what I mean? Nothing to get you going.
Well, personally, I like my sushi to not move.
Well, I mean,
no. No, I
you get to walk on ice, you're gonna dance, man. You know what I mean?
Children of the Atoms!
Welcome to the Children of the Atoms podcast with your hosts,
Matt, not a Twitter bot, Siemens.
Yeah, there's only one foot in the sand, and it's fucking Matthew McConaughey's. You know?
Can you dig it? Aaron DeLosa, timey-wimey motherfucker.
The Fly, personally, for me, stands out as a romance.
Can you dig it?
Bam.
Boom.
All right. Now the camera.
All right.
3, 2, 1. Deep.
Nice.
Yeah. It is nice. I'm wondering. Pardon me. I know sometimes I close. Yeah. Sorry. I just have a frog in my throat. Sometimes our clothes throw off the green screen effect we do.
Yeah.
Like when we process everything, so it can look a little funny. I'm wondering, Jesus Christ, if I dye my hair and my beard green, like how well would the rest of my face show up?
Oh, probably pop. Really pop. I don't know if you want that, though.
We could just be the floaty face guys.
Well, like
you
yeah.
could do it too, and that's how people distinguish us. We both have, you know, green beards, but you know,
we could just put stuff yeah. in our beards. I'm wearing like a purple shirt. I'm like, oh, this is probably gonna get fucked up.
Yeah, fuck me. The last show we did, my hair was green, like it was like a peacock, like kind of green, and it just completely turned purple for some reason in the video editing. Pardon me, fuck me. But right now, I'm fairly monochromatic. My entire face and head is hot pink. You know, well, not my face. My face, I mean my beard. So I'm probably as close to a Muppet looking as what I've ever been.
That, you know, have you ever thought of getting a Muppet made that, like, looks like you?
I've looked into it, but they're expensive as fuck, man.
They are, yeah.
So you've looked into this, too?
Oh, yeah. Oh. I've got, like, 3 or 4 puppets. Like the little cheap ones or whatever, because they're fun.
Oh, right, and, yeah.
But my wife, she made, she got like a Shakespeare one made, and it's freaking badass.
Is it one that has the proper like arm armatures and all that? So yeah. It's like a full on Muppet?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did she have it built like at the actual like Muppet like website or one of those other?
One of those other apps. No, not ones. Because yeah, those other ones are like wicked expensive. Yeah.
Do you, like, so it was like a couple $100 probably for something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
It's awesome, though.
Yeah. I find that when I design myself as a puppet, God, what a fucking thing to say. I don't do myself as human or humanoid. I tend to go more like fuzzy monster or like something like an animal. You know what I mean?
More Jim Henson, early Jim Henson weird stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. More like, what, like big eyes and or like... more Sesame Street, probably. You know, like
more Sesame Street with like a dash of like Where the Wild Things Are. You know what I mean? Like sharp fangs that aren't sharp. You know, always a beard. Like even before I had a beard, I was, you know, always had to be bearded. It was very consistent.
So. You knew you needed a beard.
Deep down, I knew I needed a beard. It's not much of a chin. I look a lot like Larry David the older I get, because my chin is just kind of disappearing into my neck, so the beard helps balance that shit right out.
But at least you have hair, unlike Larry David.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I'm doing the Larry David thing on my head, so.
But you can grow hair, it's just...
It's very wispy.
Yeah, wispy. It's like a whisper of hair.
You know, I haven't grown it out in probably like, 12 years. So I don't
really
even know.
You've been shaving it down for that long?
Yeah, I don't even know. Damn. Right? Like, let's say I did grow it out. What would it look like? Probably pretty terrible, I'm sure.
Do you think what you could do is let it grow for like a week, or like a month, and then you bleach it and dye it, and then you let it grow for another month, and then you just re-bleach the roots and then dye that a different color, and in like a year, you would have the most amazing looking flowing waterfall of rainbows coming off of your dome. It wouldn't matter, like, the grow pattern. It would just be lovely. You'd be like a walking unicorn.
I'm worried it would be more like a skullet, you know? Like, it's just...
But a rainbow skullet, dude?
Yeah, just like...
Nobody's going to be mad at that.
I'd have to put in a ponytail all the time. I'd be one of those guys.
You know what you could do is you could grow the Rich beard Baker out along with it and lock it together like Dumbledore, you know what I mean? Yeah. Have like a chain of man fur coming off, yeah?
Yeah. Put extensions in and like, you know,
fix have you it ever up. Had? Have you ever worn extensions?
No.
Like on your head? Yeah? No?
No.
I had some glued in once. They suck coming out because they just rip those fuckers right out. And it's proper glue you're putting on your head.
Oof.
It's unforgiving.
I don't know if I would want to do that.
Yeah, I didn't want to start doing it too much in Tempt Fate because maybe Mother Nature would be like, all right, then fuck you, you know.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Rip out your hair. I'll just take it away from you permanently, asshole, and that's it.
Yeah, don't Tempt Fate on your hair. Like,
don't roll those dice.
Yeah, don't do it. You've got it. Yeah. Don't fuck with it.
That's fair. Yeah, I have siblings, and it's not the same follicle.
So you lucked out.
Delineation, I did. I won the lottery on that one. I mean, but he's like, you know, tall and in really good shape. So
I
can always work out. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to, but the option's on the table if I want. So yeah, I've noticed like more and more like through Facebook and like Instagram and all that shit. Like the more like. You know, people our age are getting on this thing is like a lot of our friends, they're aging really rapidly.
Oh yes. And I even I finally noticed it like the other day. I'm looking at myself and I'm like,
oh no,
God damn it. Right? I took an honest hard look at myself and I'm like,
and like in sunlight, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You slouch. You really did everything just to be the before picture.
Right? And I'm like, oh God damn it. Like, I just instantly aged.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Christ.
Have you done the Tom Segura thing yet? When you go to get into a shower, try to look back into a mirror as you're stepping into the shower, like Bigfoot caught in the creek. You know what I mean? In the Zapruder film? Not the Zapruder film.
Yeah, actually, yes. So I'll look back and I'll be like, ah, oh, Christ.
Yeah. And you see that shot and there's that fold going over your hip and it's like, where the fuck did that come from?
Yeah.
Is it lower back? Is it side belly? I don't know what it is, but it ain't going anywhere.
I think it's all of the above.
I think it's a lot of light beer and chicken wings just hanging out. It doesn't want to be ass just yet and it's a little too firm to be belly. So it just kind of hangs like a sad gunslinger, like on the side.
Yeah, I finally realized I hit the wall where, you know, like, I can work out an epic shit ton and nothing happens. Like,
no,
nothing
no, come on.
Changes.
It's never too late. It's a lifestyle, man. It's not, you know what I mean?
but you know, like, I'll work out wicked hard. I'm like, okay, I got this trip. I got this vacation coming up. I'm going
to
work out.
I have
out,
to be
work
seen
out.
In public shirtless. Like, fuck right? that. Yeah.
So
yeah,
I started working out and I'm like, looking at myself, I'm like, man. This would have already been working by now. You know? I'm like, oh, shit.
Like 10 years ago, you know, like
yeah,
10
years
I stopped
ago,
eating
like,
cookies for a week, you know, and I got abs. Yeah.
Now I'm like, yeah, I'm okay with my ab. I'm
right.
fine with that.
Yeah. My kid describes it. She says I have four, but then they just kind of stop. So it's really, they're so honest. They're so fucking honest. But man, That was a hard line day. Yeah, like you said, it was just a come to Jesus moment where you're like, well, shit.
Yep.
It's like, do I want to get a Big Mac or do I want to maybe run a mile and have my jeans fit better? So I opt for the Big Mac and then I don't eat anything for like the whole week after.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, now I'm on a 1,200 calorie diet a day. This sucks.
Gonna try that paleo diet, like the ketogenic thing where you... No carbs, no unprocessed sugar, no unnatural sugars, and your natural sugars should be something like ridiculously low. Like, I think you could lick the stem of an apple like twice a day, and then that's about your extent of sweetness on that.
Oh, God. No way I could do
you're
that.
Not, you're not
I
quite
am,
ahead of that route yet?
I am a carb and sweets monster.
Oh, well, just there it
like,
is, man.
I just have to have those. Yeah, I just have to.
Goddamn, the comforts of modern society, man.
Now, however, I did, like, I quit sweets for... like sugars pretty much all together for like 3 months.
That's a rough one, man. Like that, that'll fucking give you headaches and shit.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So after it was, and like food tasted way better.
Right.
I was like, oh my God, this is so awesome. But then like you just get one taste of like a really good chocolate or something and it's,
right.
it's like you're crack, you know?
Yeah.
You're off the wagon and you know, you're sucking dick for chocolate someplace.
Yeah, basically giving out handies for pizza crusts. I know how it goes, man. We've all fucking been there. I do a lot of yoga, actually, and it's fucking sad to say, but the reason why I started doing yoga initially was because of fucking the DDP yoga. The Diamond Dallas Page, you know, former wrestler.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's like yoga for real men, and it's like, well, you know, DDP can do it. I can try it. And it's phenomenal. But it's just like, he's just taking, you know, like yoga routines from anywhere. It's the same yoga moves anybody can do. But what he does, he's fucking so smart about it. And I fell for it. And, you know, what are you going to do? But he renames proper yoga moves with like wrestling names.
I was just going to say that. I'm like, it's namaste, but it'll be like, what is it? Like some sort of stunner or something.
He says, what you're going to do? Yeah, shit like that. No, he had, you know, there's a dead bug pose, but he once referred to it as porn star in one of the earlier DVD series. There's a resting pose where you're just flat on your back and you're fully stretched out and all that. And he calls it dead man, like the Undertaker. You mean you're just laying out. And there's one where you hulk up and if you picture what you do. You flex your arms, you hulk up like, Hogan brother. And it's such a gimmick, but god damn it, it sucks you right in, and he's just so lovable.
Now, do you get it from YouTube or do you like buy his DVDs or something?
I did previously buy the DVDs, but now he has an app
for oh god
a few bucks a month where you get like every Monday he posts like motivational videos that come right to your phone, and there's cooking with DDP and different shit like that, and there's different programs and courses where based upon your level, you know, you can customize it however you want. What he does is he sometimes gets guest instructors now, and a lot of times these people are ones who have connection to the wrestling business. Like there's a wrestler back today, Stevie Richards. I mean, you know, there's a couple of guys of that ilk who show up on these things, so it's kind of like a hook for them to get you in. And there's a point system where it's something ridiculous. Like you would have to do 4 hours of yoga a day for probably, I don't know, a decade to earn as many points as what it takes, but you can earn a weekend like at his house to hang out with DDP and do yoga and cook and shit, or you can get like t-shirts and everything. So
it's like marble points, but for yoga.
Yeah, basically it's marble points, but for yoga.
Now yoga is pretty awesome, I would admit.
Yeah.
Doesn't get you in shape, doesn't seem like, but it makes you feel good.
I would argue that it does get you in shape as long as you gotta eat right. Like, yeah, the hardest thing is like instantly, like, and yeah, I feel like an aspirin, like you said, dropping sugars right away and drinking, just cut it right out. Just the pounds just melt away in like a whisk, you know, they're gone like instantly. You know what I mean?
Now you're doing like, are you doing like a legit hour of yoga?
Throughout the day. Yeah. You know, I break it up in a chunk. So I do like 20 minutes here or there, but I do it like a few times throughout the day. So yeah, I hit about an hour a day.
Yeah. Namaste, bitches.
What you gonna do in your tree pose, brother?
Yeah, has he got Hulk Hogan on that thing yet?
No. He wants Hulk Hogan. He's just some old racist now, man. You don't want to get that guy anywhere near.
He's playing with his Gawker money. That's what he's doing.
Dude, he won a shit ton of money on that lawsuit, didn't he?
Yeah.
It was like a firstborn child, prima nocta on a couple of the producers, and like $1 billion was basically what Hulk Hogan won in that lawsuit.
Yeah.
Oh. Did you venture to Gawker though and watch the video before they pulled it down?
Oh yeah,
Come on. Okay, so you saw his dick.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was just funny because he's all like, "Oh, what is it gonna make me a sandwich? Or you know, can I get a sandwich? I'm hungry."
Yeah, he's hungry. Yeah.
Just banged your wife.
Yeah, he's not even gonna address the fact that he and his dick have the same haircut.
Yeah.
Exact, like God. To a T. I bet you when his dick goes to be a bad guy, he grows a little bit of dark stubble around the blonde mustache, just like Hogan did back in the NWO days, you know what I mean?
Everyone's going to have the heel turn, everybody.
Yeah, everybody needs it. All you got to do is grow some dark facial hair and bust out the spray paint. You're good to go.
Isn't that the thing in, like, Dark Knight, something about heels?
What's that?
The heel turn, you know? You.
Oh, yeah, that's right. motherfuckers. Fucking crazy world we live in these days, man.
It's true.
Yeah. But I know it's, what else is pretty crazy? We've had a pretty crazy couple of weeks as far as news story goes and all that. Like, we'll get back to probably what everybody else is expecting. Could we start with the Inhumans? I know that the San Diego Comic-Con trailer came out, and it was better than what we had seen so far, but not quite as good as what you'd expect from a Marvel product. And to take it a little bit further, Scott Buck is the showrunner of this, and he was on Iron Fist Season 1, arguably the weakest of the Netflix series. Well, spoiler TV, they had a couple of people review the very first episode of Inhumans, and someone referred to it as Scott Buck's worst yet.
Yeah.
That's a word-for-word quote.
Yeah, that's probably...
Worst work yet.
Spot on, I'm sure.
How could they let it be this bad? I mean, I know the budget is rumored to be right in line with other Netflix shows and all that, but they invested a lot of money in infrastructure because they built, they turned an old naval base in Hawaii into a production studio out there, like for the Inhumans and, you know, future seasons of the Inhumans. So it's probably definitely guaranteed a second season, but what the fuck? How is it turning into this big of a train wreck?
Well, so I'm pretty sure that, like, Kevin Feige and what's the other guy, the head of the television portion?
Jeff Loeb, right?
Yeah, something like that. I believe they kind of have had a little out where they had a little pissing match for a while, and now I think it's pretty much like, okay, fine, you do whatever you do, and...
Really?
You know, I think they're totally separate, essentially. I think the whole Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. pretty much doing Inhumans really pissed off the movie side, you know?
Yeah, that would have been a good replacement for them for other mutants that they don't own.
You know, I think it really pissed them off. And they're like, okay, well, if their TV's going to have it, well, there, have it. Do whatever you're going to do with it, you know?
Right.
And they really have just kind of let them do their own thing. And the problem is, they have Scott Buck and a bunch of people are... obviously not very talented.
They're not equipped.
They're just not equipped whatsoever. Now the actresses and actors, they're probably great, you know, and the material is probably going to suck, and it sucks for them, right?
Yeah.
Because the creative team around it sucks.
Not much they can do with what they're given.
Right. It's I feel bad for them, and that's why, like, the whole Comic-Con panel where they were, like, essentially being super defensive is pretty much... Yeah. Imagine if you're not responsible... for something shitty.
Right.
But you have to sit there and answer for it, you know?
Especially at Comic-Con. I mean, that's a lot of people hurling questions at you like that.
Yeah. You know, I feel bad for the actors. I do.
And yeah.
Because they're good. None of them are bad, you know? And it's like they're going to be...
I still wish I knew what accent fucking Iwan Rheon's going for, Maximus, those who have seen the trailer. He's Welsh. I mean, you know, but he does English accents as well. I mean, because they're fairly close. You know, sorry, Wales, they are. but in the trailer itself, he weaves into
That's the director's fault. I mean,
does that fall on the director?
I would assume so. I mean, you're sitting there listening to him do it, and you can't say, "Hey, get it straight." And if you can't do it, just do the Game of Thrones one, dude.
Right? Yeah.
And you didn't have a problem with that one.
Do you think he was a little self-conscious like that? Like, he didn't want to be Ramsay Bolton, but like Ramsay Bolton and, you know, on the moon?
or maybe they were even doing reshoots, right? He's filmed something and he has to come back a couple months later and he's like, okay.
How do I do American again?
All right, let's do this one.
Right, yeah. Shit, you that's
know,
a good
I,
point.
I don't know. I just feel bad for them because it doesn't... I mean, the Inhumans has such a great look in the comics, and everything is storyboard.
And even the idea of, like, the city on the moon and all that, I mean, and what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. did with it, it was cool. Like, it was a viable replacement for, you know, the mutants. They all had these superpowers, and it wasn't the lame-ass metahuman. You know what I mean? But it was just, it's a good way to do it. And, it's such a waste.
Sad.
And how are they going to leave all these people out of Infinity War, especially, like, you know, knowing the way Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this past season ended with Coulson in space?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're just going to ride the coattails of the Marvel movies where they're just kind of like, they're so far in the background.
Right.
You know,
but I mean, Coulson's in space. The Inhumans are on the moon. They're gonna see Thanos showing up to Earth and be like, "What the fuck's going on?" You know what I mean? And they're just gonna hang out where they are.
You know what would be great if Thanos just absolutely obliterates them, and it's like, "Oh, done."
He is their flashpoint.
Yeah.
He's like, "Okay, fuck this Inhuman thing," and he just bam, like he, you know, he snaps his fingers, and that's it. They're just gone.
I mean, did you hear? They said that Black Bolt's not even gonna speak at all.
What?
He's
no,
not gonna speak at all. He does not speak at all.
In just the first episode?
Nope, he doesn't speak at all.
What?
Nope. Not even a little.
Ooh.
That's what they said. I read that like the other day. I'm like, oh, come on. He's not going to say like anything? One word, maybe like
stop,
use his
just
power?
Whisper, stop. Yeah. Or no, something. God damn it. Oh, fuck.
And now, okay, so in my idea about his power is really awesome to think about, but if you take 5 seconds to actually think about, what if he's a friggin' mouth breather and... You know, he's a loud breather, right?
Uh-huh.
So, I'm making noise right now.
Oh, technically. Well, yeah, they include that in the trailer. Like, he gets punched in the stomach and he breathes out
breathing.
And, like, a cop car goes flying, yeah.
Right, but just breathing, right?
Yeah. How does he shit? Have you ever not made a single noise while making brown?
Oh, God.
Ever.
Yeah, Black Bolt's just destroying places.
Or he's eating nothing but mangoes and just shitting liquid. You know what I mean?
Well, he's just so, he's got such a meditative state.
Yeah. That maybe that's why they're on the moon, is that he faces away from the city when he shits. He just has a urinal.
He's
just
like
facing
pushing
space.
Pushing stars and
yeah.
stuff. Oh, but that's the thing too, right? It's like, so
shit.
He gets beat up by a cop.
Yeah.
And he makes a noise.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not really Black Bolt, but whatever. I mean, I don't know. Like, I was going to go see it in IMAX. Now I'm not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
So the trailer discouraged you.
Yeah, no way.
From going to see it in IMAX.
And then, like, the whole being so defensive about it.
Yeah.
And then, like, the director saying that, well, I didn't have anything to do with the trailer.
And that is incredible to me that that's his defense. It's like, why did I make the trailer? It's like, motherfucker, you made the show. Like, they're pulling the trailer
yeah.
from what you gave them.
So, because that's the thing, right? Like, so 99 out of 100 times when a trailer, like, a trailer is awesome.
Yeah.
The movie could be total shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, trailers are usually awesome. Trailers yeah. usually are the thing that gets you to go see the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't pick of another bad trailer. Can you think of another bad trailer other than Inhumans?
Suicide Squad, Justice League.
No, those trailers were not bad.
Oh, no, the Suicide Squad trailer fucking made me cringe like a motherfucker.
Yeah, maybe the one with the music.
Badly.
Yeah.
It's like, you just see it, and it's like, fuck, you feel bad. Okay, what's that Johnny Depp movie where he had that fucking twiddly mustache with Gwyneth Paltrow?
Mordecai?
Dude, have you ever seen the trailer for that?
Okay.
Yeah, I feel bad for Gwyneth Paltrow. I mean, well, given her personal whatever aside, just as a professional actor, it's just like, dude, what the fuck, man?
All right, you got me on that one.
You know what I mean? Like, but then again, but maybe it's just Depp. It's just the drip of Depp. Just has that drip of ick about it.
That one was, he was probably just paying bills at that point.
I think that's most of his movies. Like, did you ever see the Lone Ranger one he did?
No, I saw like 5 minutes of that. I'm like, nope. I can't
yeah,
do it. No
I should have checked out when you did. I made it about an hour and a half into that thing, and it had so much left.
Ugh.
I had no energy left to finish.
Oh,
I just couldn't do it. Like, that's enough of this shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine going to the theater. Like, because if I go to
no,
a theater...
No, you'd be alone, like, seeing the Inhumans in the theater. You
oh,
know what I mean?
Oh, my God, no. Yeah. Oh, no. I can't believe... There's no way it's playing it in... My IMAX, because my IMAX there's only one. They have one IMAX, and they're not going to take out any other big actual movie to put in Inhumans.
Well, they're only showing it the once, right? It's not an all-day affair, is it, in the IMAX?
No, I thought it was going to play the first, like, that week.
Oh, you're right.
It was gonna,
oh, my
it was gonna
God.
Open
yes,
for
yes,
a
yes.
week, the
yeah.
first two episodes, like, in IMAX. Because it's two,
Boy.
You know, 2 hours or whatever. So, yeah, I don't know.
Dude, they're going to take a bath on this one.
Yeah, bad. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, no way. If Spider-Man Homecoming can't make more than $300 million, then I don't think Inhumans is going to make $10 million.
Dude, there's no fucking way. Absolutely no way. If right now they should be scrambling just to fucking do a reshoot and just throw Namor into the season finale and be like, hey, come watch this shit real quick, promise.
He's inhuman. He's like Aquaman, but he wears Speedos.
Right. They got to do something. They got to save it. I mean, especially like the very week it ends, like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. picks up right from where it left off. So, I mean, they're going to connect. It's obvious they're going to connect. So, man, they can't. Ugh.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Bad, bad, bad.
And like we said, because of what they spent, they have to do a second season.
Yeah, what'd you say they spent? What was the budget?
It was it's right in line with the Netflix show, so it's rumored like around like in the $40 million ballpark, like every other show. But then, I don't know how much they spent in Hawaii for the production stage and the infrastructure. Dude, an insane amount of money.
Yeah, that's they're not gonna make that back.
No.
And because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. does around like a 3 rating.
Yeah.
There's no way Inhumans.
But they have nowhere near the. But there's no way they're packing in a Netflix budget to that show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You think?
No. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? No.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm saying like they do a 3 rating, right? So like Inhumans is gonna maybe do a 3.5. Hmm. 3.5 or what? It's not gonna bump it up too much. It's not gonna. Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine it being that big, especially if the reviews are real bad. I mean,
Christ. Oh dude, there's no way they're not gonna be that bad.
I mean, just look at God, what is it? What just came out that's just getting obliterated by reviews?
A TV show or movie?
Movie.
Was it The Emoji? Oh no, that one's doing okay, isn't it?
No, Emoji. Well, it's only that one's doing okay because of kids. I think that's the one I was thinking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not doing very well. But.
Yeah. Are there any movies out right now? Like, there's nothing really that's out right now. We're in kind of a post-summer lull.
Dunkirk, Atomic Blonde, Homecoming still out. Then next, or this week, you've got Annabelle coming out, the horror movie.
Yeah, Annabelle Creation. Oh, yeah. And It! That's coming up soon.
Yep.
Shit. Hey, speaking of which, let's click over real quick and... Let's check this trailer out. Are you ready to hit play on this fucker?
I am.
All right. Good. 3, 2, 1, go. And I already don't like clowns, even before Tim Curry came along to scare the fuck out of me. And then now
this one looks scarier. This one's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Oof. They're really nailing the aesthetic.
Yeah, you said the plan for this is they're doing it in a 2-part. So this one is the kids, and the sequel will focus on the adults.
Yeah, I heard that. I thought that was a pretty good idea.
Yeah,
because you can't do both the parts in one movie.
No.
Poor Georgie. Poor Georgie.
Ugh. I like the voice.
Yeah, and supposedly he's doing different voices depending on the kid.
Motherfucker. That little chirp laugh, man, it just... There's a little chill.
You know what gets me in this one is the balloon. Every time I see the fucking balloon, I'm like, nope.
Because something fucked up, and it's like the butthole puckers. It's like, oh, shit, that balloon.
Looks like this is going to be a jump scare extraordinary.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, dude. Oh.
Yeah, nope. No.
I'd have to burn my house. Like, there'd be no way, dude. That'd be it. We'd move. I'd leave the country. That'd be it. There'd never be another basement in another house I owned, ever.
Yeah, I don't know if I would live in that town anymore.
No. It's like everybody still lives in Springwood. It's like, what are you doing? Or Crystal Lake. Why'd you even live anywhere near that bitch?
You just gotta leave.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Come on.
I'm loving the U float, too.
Oh, God. Kids are so creepy. They're just the worst. Oh, no. Oh, shit. Dude, come on, man.
No.
God damn it.
I do like the little homage to Pennywise.
Oh, the Pennywise clown sitting in the back by him?
Yeah.
God, clowns are just the fucking worst. Like, I know at first, too, like, when the movie first came out, they had Castle Skarsgård. I was only really familiar with him from the fucking dreadful Hemlock Grove. But, man, they're really rolling out Pennywise properly to this, because, I mean, oof.
Yeah,
I'm not feeling any of, like, the usual, like, reboot anger or angst, you know what I mean, towards...
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, no, it looks like a serious, seriously different take.
Yeah.
And it looks freaking terrifying.
My God, dude. Oh, my God. Oh.
And it has actual style to it. You know, like, it's actually got freaking good shots and scary jump scares, not just like, oh, you know, not just loud jump scares, but legit scary shit is going on.
And that's a trailer that has done so well.
I agree.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, oh, my God. Now, who directed this one? Do you know? Like, off the top of your head?
I do not off the top of my head, although I thought he was a pretty good up-and-comer.
He directed Mama.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's pretty good at horror, then.
Yeah. Yeah, that movie was scary as fuck, dude. Did you ever see that one? One that Del Toro produced? Man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what else has this guy done? I think
that's it. That's it. Really? He did Mama as a short, and then a couple years later, he did it as a full-length feature, and then from there, it's just like, here you go, man. We need somebody to do scary shit.
Nice.
How about it? Yeah. It works. Yes. I really don't like clowns, and I'm really not going to fucking like them after that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see... If they do incorporate the other monsters, you know, if they're gonna do that,
to stick closer to the book, like yes, than what the miniseries did,
maybe not, just because of rights issues. I don't know.
Right. Was that a problem with the miniseries?
What with it not having? I think so. Back in the day, yeah, because it's like those are Universal monsters, like and of course Universal's trying to start their own universe.
Yeah. Holy shit, you're right.
You know, but
Monster Squad, they kind of got around that by doing, you know,
that's true.
Wolfman, you mean they could do that. Still stands as to this day as one of my all-time favorite movies.
Oh, that the movie Monster is Squad. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've always wanted a shirt that says "Wolfman's got nards," and you know, you go on Etsy, I'm sure I could find a million of them, but I mean, none has really said. Like insta, you know what I mean? Like insta buy, like got it. You know, I'm gonna get all over that shit. So, dude, we both talked a little bit about the Rick and Morty, the latest episode, Pickle Rick. Apparently, there's a really big backlash online about this episode.
Why?
If you go to their Facebook page, which you know I never should do, because why would I read comments? Because you know I'm bored and I'm an asshole. But people are they're shitting on it. They're telling them like they gotta fix whatever writing problems they're having. Like Pickle Rick, they feel like they kind of went off the rails. It just I don't know what those people watched, because firmly believe that's the best episode they've done.
What the fuck are they talking about? Like that is an incredible episode. It's like
so good.
It's about the pathos of Rick and like the whole therapist session. Like he actually has a massive breakthrough, but at the end of the episode, he's so egotistical and freaking and nuts about it. Like he doesn't even. He's like, yeah, whatever, you know. But like,
just blows it right off.
Right. It's like, it was really good. And oh my God, freaking Pickle Rick! Like just, you could hear Justin Roiland laughing. He's trying to hold back laughter.
Oh, because he's saying the most ridiculous fucking thing ever right now. But, yeah.
Oh my God! It just him making the fucking suit.
Oh, the rat suit and the roaches. Rat suit, oh my God! Roaches. Yeah. How long was he gone for? He was only in the little rat world for like fucking an hour tops.
But, like he bites himself to get the juice out so he could get a roach to come over, and then they take 30 seconds of him choking out a roach.
Yeah, with his head. Come on, motherfucker. He's biting this roach's head off. I buy them on Prime, so we get like the uncensored ones, and it just it shouldn't matter. It's so juvenile, but just hearing them be able to say fuck, oh, it makes it so much better. And to hear him come on, motherfucker, like I was shitting my pants. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, I don't understand because it's hilarious.
So funny.
Oh my god, it's so good.
But yeah, if you go to the Facebook page, people are just talking shit about it. So maybe that was their first, you know, fucking. If that's watching the show or actually paying attention to it or what. Yeah, but man.
It fits and it works. And it, like, seriously does take a... It's, like, a huge step. Like, you can see how Beth is the same as Rick. And, like, he's essentially...
Oh, my God.
He has destroyed their family.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like the kids are asking for a cry for help, but they're not getting any help. It's, like, it is seriously super dark.
Yeah.
Like, it's super dark.
Yeah, completely. You know,
but then, like... They cover this darkness with just absolute ridiculous. I mean, Pickle Rick. Oh my God.
I had the realization as soon as he got flushed and went down the sewers, like he was supposed to be a lump of shit in this episode. But I think maybe, you know, someone somewhere is like, you can't make him a lump of shit. You have to make him a pickle. Because then the entire time he's a sewer pickle, which, as those of us who are adult enough know, means piece of shit. That was the whole he's just a piece of shit.
Rick is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's not a good sewer pickle. He's not a good person. And then and then he shows up at this freaking high what is it? I don't know what they even do, right? Like they show up at this like
the therapist's office.
No, not even the therapist, like so he shows up at that
the government lab, right? Or whatever the shit.
The government lab, and then they get Jaguar out.
Danny Trejo, God bless him.
They had Susan Sarandon as the friggin' psychiatrist.
Yeah, dude. Like, holy come crap. On.
But like, and it's funny because like he's explaining, oh, there's infinite me's and infinite universes, and then Jaguar's like, so there's infinite of my daughters. He's like, no.
No, just me, man.
No, just me, man. Sorry.
God damn. Yeah. It's strange how fucking cartoons now, like, you know, they're really getting like emotional. Like, have you ever watched F is for Family on Netflix?
Which one?
F is for Family.
Oh, no.
The Bill Burr one on Netflix?
No.
Boy, it's a lot like Rick and Morty in that it's really funny, but it is dark. Yeah. Dude, it is such a heavy show. They deal with real emotional shit in super ridiculous ways, but man, it's heavy. It's super heavy. But really goddamn funny. But yeah, that's another one like that. Like Gravity Falls, even. Like that one. It got super emotional, like out of nowhere in a lot of parts.
It's almost like a pathos, or not pathos, but it's like a it's a way for the writers to get out there
to work their shit out.
Yeah.
I forgive you, Dad. You know what I mean?
It's yeah, like, oh, exactly.
It's like, oh, he was Grunkle Stan. Now I get it.
Yeah. Pickle Rick.
Yeah, Pickle Rick helping everybody work out their shit for years to come. We can hope.
Now I want to know what some of the comments are.
What's that?
Now I want to know what some of the comments are.
Oh, yeah, go check. You're going to be just destroyed by these people. It's ridiculous. moving along to a guy who can't really let things go, James Cameron, as if he isn't busy enough. He's going to be working on Avatar probably for the next 6 years. He's announced that he wants to go back to Terminator.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's just out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, he says that it's due to the really big leap forward in technology, like AI and drones, and he thinks that his idea of Terminator, you know, I quote, idea of Terminator, it could be really terrifying these days, so why not give it another whack? But it's not even going to be a whack. It's not going to be a movie. He's already talking fucking new Terminator trilogy.
I don't know.
He gets the rights back to the Terminator itself in 2019, but he's leaning forward. He's talking to the guy who currently owns the rights about maybe getting to work on it early. I don't know how he's going to do both this and Avatar, but Avatar is a gigantic franchise unto itself, and they're working on it. I mean, they're going to be filming this thing for, like, you know, probably until 2020, I think. So what kind of work could he possibly hope to do on Terminator? And fucking why, man? Like, is it a complete reboot? Do they only focus on the Arnold movie? Like, what?
I think the whole storyline with John Connor and all that stuff is completely spent at this point and should just go into the wind.
So a complete top to bottom reboot is what you think is needed?
I think there's got to be a completely different Terminator universe, to me anyway. People are tired of this old John Connor shit, and it doesn't make any sense anymore. Like, it's good. Hardly made sense in the first, the first two movies anyway, but
like, they were so good.
They were good. Oh God. It's on Terminator 2 right now is on, right. I've got it in the background. Cause I was
arguably, the one with, Whisperington and Christian Bale was okay too.
Yeah. I would say it was okay.
It was all right. You know, rest in peace, Anton Yelchin.
Yeah. It was okay,
man. Yeah. But
it wasn't one or two. Oh my God. Those are just, you know, those are classics. And but as far as John Connor goes, I don't want to see him again. I don't want to see. I just don't. I
start. You want the whole Connor clan? Just start fresh.
Yeah, start fresh. Do something new. Do like.
Do you think he could more follow like his original vision and have like John Connor? Well, whoever's going to be the new John Connor, whatever they call him, you know, they'll call him Connor Johns probably. He should be like Arnold was originally supposed to be the John Connor in the Terminator movies, and they wanted someone like that way he could be as strong as the Terminator. He was never supposed to be, you know, I mean, the Terminator was never supposed to be a Hulk like what Schwarzenegger is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, they could probably, you know, do is like, you know, I hate to say it, but you know, The Rock, I guarantee as soon as he heard Terminator, he got his dick was just so rigid. Like he wants this franchise more than anything else. I guarantee.
Oh, he wants every franchise.
He has idolized Schwarzenegger for basically his entire life to be able to take over as the Terminator.
Oh my God,
he's franchise fucking Nitro. Like it will make money if it stars the right. You know what I mean? If he's the hero going up against like, you know, Channing Tatum as the Terminator.
I feel like though they should just take from the comics and they could do Terminators across fucking history. Like, because that's what a lot of the comics did. They even had, like, Terminators in prehistoric times in some of the comics, right? Like,
where they just fight dinosaurs or, like, prehistoric man?
No, like, prehistoric man, right? So, like, they are, like, the Terminators are fucking constantly sending Terminators back in time to fuck up the timeline. They're just constantly doing it, right?
So do they always fail? Because, I mean, why would they need to do it all the time? You know
what
I mean?
Of course they always fail.
They always fail. Okay. All right, got it.
Because of the way the whole time works.
Oh, okay.
They can never succeed, but they don't understand that they can't. Right? No, but I think that's true. Right?
Is that a causal nexus? Not causal nexus. No, is that it? No.
It's over my head. I don't know, man.
But like, somebody fucking correct me, please.
It's like a closed loop, right? So like,
I blame the Flash and their horseshit writing as far as time travel goes for messing with any notion I thought I had about how this stuff could possibly work, because now it's just all fucked.
Yeah. Fucking Flash. Oh my God. But it's like a closed loop. So the future or their time has happened.
Right.
And they have essentially already sent someone back, and that time has already happened. So they're not really changing time.
So they're all, but they're always destined to fail, basically.
Right, because like the Terminator universe is a destiny. Right?
Got it. Okay.
No matter what you do, you're not changing the future.
Got it.
So that's the machines don't get it because they're machines and they probably have a different idea of.
They can't understand time's a construct, man. It's whatever you make it.
Just hijack a writer and have the writer change your future.
Yeah. Basically. I don't think Terminator ever sees the light of day unless he really gets the guy who owns the rights to get cranking on him now. But I mean, you know, it seems like a lot of rush for them to try to turn out a movie in, you know, about a year and change in order to make it before the rights revert back to this. I don't know. It seems like a rush and a waste of time given that, you know,
maybe it is a rights thing. Like, he's going to grab it, so he's working on it, and if
he gets it back in 2019.
No, but
he
like,
wants to get... For the other guy, you mean.
No, if James Cameron gets it, maybe there's a thing where he has to work on it actively.
Oh,
otherwise, the rights
revert
to back to the people. So it's the same thing with, like, the Fantastic Four franchises, where they have to release a shitty movie every 4 years, or, you know, whatever, how many times, you know, just to keep
that feels about right. Every 4 years they come to shit, and my hopes of seeing Fantastic Four again.
Hey, you love the Fantastic Four. Well, guess what?
You're ready to hate them now. Because you're fucking going to.
Yeah. You're going to go to the theater, and you're going to be disappointed, and we're going to retain the rights, you motherfuckers.
Oh, speaking of disappointment, I finally rented Kong.
Oh, did you?
Oh, man. I wanted to like it. I wanted to like it so hard, but I just couldn't get my gumption up for it. Like, it was fine. You know, the CGI, it looked good. The action parts were really good. You know, this giant monkey, you know, battling giant monsters, which is really cool. John C. Reilly was funny in parts. So it was Tom Hiddleston and, you know, Alison Brie. I mean, Samuel Jackson, everybody in it was fine. But it it was like a lame fish. You know what I mean? It was laying just dead in your mouth. It didn't do anything. There was no wiggle. You know what I mean? Nothing to get you going.
Well, personally, I like my sushi to not move.
Well, I mean, you
know. No, you're gonna walk on ice.
You're gonna dance, man. You know what I mean?
It's just one of those movies where you're nothing.
Right. It was like the Godzilla movie with Bryan Cranston. It's like you're always waiting for it to kick up. Like you're like you get it's like oh let them fight. It's like oh shit it's about to pick up, and it never quite really picks up the whole way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like constantly going up on a roller coaster, and you just keep going up, and you're waiting for it to tip, and then the ride just stops, and you get off.
Get off, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was debating renting it. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
I mean, if you want it on in the background while you're cooking or something, it'd be fine, because you're not going to miss. There's no explosive, like, oh my God moments where you're like, oh, and you know, no gotcha moments that are going to make you want to watch it all the way. But, you know, while you're playing Angry Birds or whatever, sure.
Yeah. The current game right now for me is the Family Guy freaking so, like, drinking Candy Crush thing. There's been many of a TV show that I have not watched while I played that.
Uh-huh. And just played Candy Crush with Family Guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The Switch is bad for that, I find.
Oh, you just kind of like zone out because you're kinda playing.
Yeah. You have the tendency to do so with that.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, they're getting their ratings.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anyone's watching it.
No. But they're getting it. That's all that matters. That the TV's on and we're mindlessly drowning out everything else.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good times. Good times. Well, why don't we go ahead and call this a day then? Maddie, what do you say? We'll let these good people go on with their lives. Everybody, thank you very much for checking out the show. We're getting more and more responses each time we put something out to you guys. We're going to do our best to keep churning out new content for you each week as we move along. On behalf of Matt and I'm Aaron, thank you guys so much for checking us out. We'll talk to you later.
Peace.
Nice.
Boom.